Geshe uses this phrase sometimes to describe the mind. A mind is formless. What does formless mean? It means it has no physical attributes at all. It's not a physical object. You can't see it, you can't photograph it, it doesn't have any color or shape or smell or sound or taste, any tactile properties. It's formless. And you're like, okay, I'm already lost. What's formless? Everything I can think of has got some color or shape or what have you. If it didn't have any color, it didn't have any shape, what are you talking about? But if we look, we just can look in our mind and meditate for a few moments, we will see. The mind is empty like space. It has no color or shape. It's a different type of reality from physical form. It's a different level. Of course, our mind, which is physical, our body, which is physical form, and our mind are connected. But they're not the same nature. So this means, and this I think is, I think for most people in the West, we really have to confront this and become clear in our mind. When the body dies, it doesn't mean the mind stops. We assume this. We have not a slightest iota of evidence. But we believe this. And based on this, we have a whole culture, how to live our life and what to do at the end of it. And then we think, you know, like maybe some people think, oblivion, ended. I'm glad that's over. That was pretty painful. But in truth, the mind is formless. It's related to the body, but it is not the body, so that when the body dies, the mind remains. First thing. Second, Geshe says, continuum. The mind is a formless continuum. Formless continuum. What does continuum mean? So a continuum is something that has different moments or different episodes, if you wish, and that as soon as one moment finishes, the next moment begins. It's connected, causally. As a causal relation, for example, as soon as one moment of my mind stops, the next moment begins at the same time. And if I check, if I look, Venerable Geshe-la, in his book, Meaningful to Behold, in the section on how to generate bodhicitta early on, where he's talking about how we can understand that all living beings are our mother, there is a sublime teaching there, which I encourage you all to read. It's a very modern teaching. And he encourages us. He says, just look at your mind. Look at what you consider to be mental activity. Look at your feelings, look at your thoughts, look at your memories, look at your perceptions, your concepts. Just watch them. And then go back with your mind. Where did all that come from? And you see clearly, directly, you see it came from the previous moment. Every moment of mind arises from its previous continuum. Every moment of mind. And Geshe-la encouraged, he said, please try. I encourage you, please try this. It has a very powerful effect. And at the end of this meditation, Geshe-la gives some really, really modern teaching, a couple of pages of dealing with objections to this view that the mind is a continuum that has no beginning and no end. Very modern, the kind of stuff we would come up with. Yeah, but what about this? What about that? Doesn't it come from my mother and father and da-da-da-da? So he dispenses with all of these objections. We're left with nothing to stand on apart from to accept that the mind is an uninterrupted continuum. There's no break. The mind never breaks. It never switches off. It's not like an electric device. You can switch off the current and switch it back on again. The continuum of consciousness never stops. And however far back we trace it, guess what? You can trace. Try doing this when you get a break. Think about the consciousness you've got now, any element or just the collection of the mental elements, where they came from. Yeah, they came from, like, now I'm thinking about apples and earlier I was thinking about motor cars, but it's the same continuum. Yeah, the feelings, I had feelings before, different feelings, but they turned into these feelings now. We see there's no break. And you go back, says Geshe-la says, go back, go back, go back. Go back to when you woke up this morning. Where did that mind come from? Where did the mind of this morning come from? From the dream. And where did that come from? From the mind I had before I fell asleep. You cannot find a point at which the mind switched off. You can find the mind goes from gross to subtle, to very subtle states, and then back again to subtle, and back to gross as a kind of wave motion in the mind. But you never find the mind has stopped. And Geshe-la says, you know, then don't think, well, where did the mind of yesterday came from? You can see it came from the mind of the day before, day before. Geshe-la, he said, look, if I say to you, where did your body come from? You can trace it back, because you can find an embryonic cell, a fertilized ovum in the womb of your mother, and say, that's where it started. He said, but you can't do the same with the mind. And he deals with this objection that your mind comes into being as a result of the union of your father's father and mother's physical elements. There's no connection at all. Our mental continuum is quite separate from our parents' mental continuum. So, here we arrive at something which is so fundamental that I think we have to keep thinking about it and raise as many objections as you want, because that we can deal with all of the objections. But challenge it until you are completely convinced that the mind is a formless continuum that has no beginning and no end. You know, in How to Understand the Mind, Geshe-la gives his logical reasoning so that we can arrive at certainty, we can arrive at a valid cognizer, realizing that the mind is a formless continuum. He says, a newborn baby's mind. Okay, so imagine, you just got born, there you are, your mind, you've got a mind, it's all up and running, it's all functioning. A newborn baby's mind must have arisen from its previous continuum of awareness. A newborn baby's mind must have arisen from its previous continuum of awareness. Why? Because, the reason Geshe-la gives, because it is a mind. It's beautiful reasoning. We have to think a lot about this, but there comes finally. If it's a mind, it must have had a previous moment, and it arose from that moment. Mind arises from mind. It doesn't arise from anything other than mind. And that previous moment, that had a previous moment too. And you can go back as long as you want. You can never find a beginning to mind. Geshe-la says, even Lord Buddha, with his omniscient mind, couldn't find the beginning to our mental continuum. How wonderful. How deep and profound. So please think about this and keep thinking until we arrive at certainty. Certainty doesn't mean, yes, I believe this because I'm a Buddhist and because everywhere I look, every book it says it, Geshe-la keeps talking about it. I don't believe it for that. I believe it because I have certainty. I have a valid cognizer realizing that my mind is a formless continuum. So nothing is going to shake that. Why is this important? It's important because just about every key aspect of our Dharma practice depends upon understanding how we got to where we are now. What caused us to take this rebirth? And where do we go next? We need to understand rebirth. We need to understand karma.